from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. This Lenten season, we're going to talk about hands. You all have them, I believe. Hands. Hands can be used to heal or to hurt. Hands can be used for work or for wrecking things. Hands can be used to build or to break, to seize or to surrender, and so on and so on. We daily speak of hands in many phrases, such as to lend a hand, or things out of hand, or working together, glove in hand, and it's close at hand, and so on. Moreover, in our modern era of robotics and machineries and computer processing, it seems that adding hand to a prefix to many words can often communicate something extraordinary, something personal, something special, something intentional, like hand-picked, hand-written, or handmade. It makes it personal, makes it significant. Well, our Creator God has bestowed on us these amazing instruments we call hands. It is no surprise that the mention of hands appear all over the Bible, in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. So starting tonight, as we embark on our Lenten journey together toward the empty tomb of our Savior Jesus Christ, we're going to address, we're going to observe, and we're going to acknowledge some of the ways that the hand of the Lord manifests and equip our own hands to reflect and to reveal our God's graciousness toward a sin-filled world. So yes, go ahead, take a look at your hands. I know some places are darker, but you can still see your hand. Take a look at them. Where and what have your hands done today? They do good things or not so good things? Are they clean? You know where they've been. When was the last time you washed them? Be it as it be, these hands are capable of intricate series of movements and motions, made possible by articulating joints between 27 bones and more than 30 different muscles. Amazing. Our hands are truly amazing. They can do so many tasks that we often take for granted, like the ability to scratch an itch. Oh, what an amazing tool, what an amazing instrument God has gifted humanity. We use these hands for work, for sports and games, for crafts and for building and for the things that we need to make a living. These gifts of God, which are ours by way of our human body, these gifts of God's are ultimately, it flows and are guided by the heart. Therefore, these gifts of God can be used to either give or take away, build or break, hold or release or let go, to heal or to curse. Our gospel reading for today is from the Gospel of Matthew. And it is a familiar passage to many of us because we've heard it so many times. It is from Matthew chapter 6. We'll begin at the first verse. Jesus said to his disciples and those who were nearby, who were within earshot, Jesus said, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it. Do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets. For I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray and standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." And we'll continue the reading, verse 16 and following. "And when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Yes, this evening's gospel, Jesus mentions hands. He says, when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Now, this text comes from the most famous sermon that has ever been preached in the Bible, and that is the Sermon on the Mount, preached, taught by Jesus himself. So before we can tackle this text, we have to kind of go back all the way to chapter 5 in Matthew's gospel to get the context as to what Jesus is talking about. And here in chapter 5, Jesus is addressing his disciples while a great crowd of people came to overhear his teachings. And Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Who are they who are poor in spirit? Well, it's Jesus' disciples. Jesus' followers are the ones who are poor in spirit, for they have nothing to offer God. They have only empty hands. However, the Lord has filled these hands, or those hands, with his good gifts and all kinds of abilities. They may be empty, but they're certainly full of God's good gifts and God's ingenuity and skill and talents. And the same is true for us, brothers and sisters, for us modern-day disciples. It is true. We had nothing to bring before God to merit his blessings. We don't. Why? Because of our sinfulness. There is nothing that we possess or have that is of any use to God in our state of sinfulness. And yet, Jesus has taken the opportunity to expunge, to remove our sin by taking it to the cross on his own back. And in turn, filled our hands with his gifts of forgiveness, with his gifts of life, with his ultimate gifts of salvation. In Christ and by Christ Jesus, our hands are full of good gifts. In our text for this evening, Jesus says, when you give to the needy, he says, when, not if you give to the needy. In other words, it is not a question if you'll be using your hands to help or to give to the needy. It's a matter of when you do. Why? Because our hands have been filled with good gifts and abilities that bestowed upon us by the Lord God himself. His own hands, by his own hands we were made, we are fashioned. By his own breath, we're breathed into life, into being. The Lord our God has filled our hands, our empty hands, with good gifts. By his own hands, which freely gives and provides for all of his creation. Jesus said, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Of course, the question, what does this mean? What did he mean by that? Well, to put it simply, it means that we're not to dwell or focus on what our hands are doing or what gifts we are giving or how much of it we are giving. We're not to focus on that. For the moment that we do, then we lose focus on who it is that we're serving, on who it is that we're giving. We lose focus on who our neighbors are, who are in need of the good gifts that God has given us. If we let our left hand know what our right hand is doing, it is basically saying, focus and make it about you. Make it about us. And when we do, we lose the focus of what our hands were made for others. Of course, the real problem is a heart condition. Not necessarily a heart ailment like a heart attack or congestive heart failure, but it is nevertheless a heart condition. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus says, out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murderous thoughts, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. This condition of the heart therefore puts us in the throes of God's judgment and death. And that is why this evening, on this Ash Wednesday, that is why we are to receive the ashes on our foreheads. And when you will hear the words, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Because of our heart condition, it throws us, He puts us in the throes of God's judgment and death. And tonight we'll be reminded of this reality. We die because we are sinners, plain and simple. Now, if our lives were left in our own hands, as amazing instruments as they may be, the only reward that we will have earned is God's judgment and wrath. Because there's nothing that our own hands can do to merit our salvation. However, this evening, we heard the words from the prophet Joel. He wrote, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, not your garments." With these words, the Lord is calling us to true repentance of the hearts. And that's what our journey is about during these next 40 days of Lent. David also knew his heart condition. He wrote about it in Psalm 51, as was read, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." David knew that he could not heal himself by the work of his own hands. He needed the hand of the Lord. He needed the expert, skilled physician's hands to work on him. The one who is able to blot out, to excise and remove David's iniquities and give him a new and clean heart. Friends, if you are like David, if you are like David, like me, and you know that your heart is not well, then hear and know that Jesus has come for you as the only one who can cure the sinful disease of the heart. He has come as the good physician who is able to give you a new heart and make it beat in his expert hands according to the steady rhythm of God's mercy. And know and trust that he continues to give and hold your heart in his hands. Yes, Christ is your Lord and the great physician who has come to give us life in him. He did so by the work of his hands, purely out of love for us. He has selflessly given his very life for us. His right hand and his left hand were stretched apart on the cross for us. His death for our life. He has taken our sins upon himself all the way to the death on the cross. And God has taken your sin and put it out of his memory and put it out of his sight forever. Your sin is now as far from you as the east is from the west. In return, he has filled your empty hands with his gifts, gift of forgiveness. I invite you to come back this Sunday to hear this idea of forgiveness that Jesus asks us to do and to give unto another. Words, commands of Jesus that we wish he didn't say. That's this Sunday and the Sundays following Easter, this season of Lent. Yes, he has taken care of not only the sinful deeds of your hands, wherever your hands have been, whatever your hands have done, he has taken care of those sinful deeds on your behalf. But also, he has taken care of the sinful condition that lies in your heart that often guides and push your hands to do things. Now, as you live your life, as you give to the needy, as you share the gospel with Jesus, gospel of Jesus with others, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, says the Lord. Instead, focus on the truth that your giving is the Lord's work through you. You are the hands, the handiworks of God. And he works through your very hands. Indeed, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And with those words, you receive the sign of the cross pressed unto your brow this evening as a reminder that your life has been marked and sealed by the redeeming hand of your crucified and risen Lord. And tonight, this evening, you are invited, you are called forward to come to the altar with empty hands. But the Lord will fill them with his very body and blood given and shed for you. So come.